Well, good morning. Hope and pray all is well. You know, we never know. Somebody says to me one time, "Preacher, how are you doing?" And I said, "I'm doing okay, but I don't know what's around the corner." You know, we got to keep our eyes open and to be able to understand the dimension that we're in this physical body with a spirit. Woo, it's wonderful. But it's also a wonderful way to understand God's creation, God's word, God's love. I had mentioned before, you know, we sing the little song at Vacation Bible School, the B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. Well, you know, we're in a world of acronyms. The B-I-B-L-E. Believer's Instructions Before Leaving Earth. I like that. You know, it's also a time that we need to think about the promises of God, and the good judgment that we're required to have. And I entitled my message this week, The Oath. Oh, now what do I mean about the oath? Well, sometimes we take an oath. People take an oath to support the Constitution of the United States. They put their hand on the Bible, and they take an oath to do this or do that. You know, and that's important because it shows our desire to adhere to what we're responsible for. But sometimes these oaths and things that happen to us are a little challenging. And I want to refer to Mark's Gospel, for chapter 6, verses 14 through 29. Now, I know it's a little long, so bear with me. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, is talking about the death of John the Baptist. You remember John the Baptist? Well, hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Herod Antipas, the king, soon heard about Jesus because people everywhere were talking about him. Some were saying, "This must be John the Baptist come back to life again. That is why he can do such miracles." Others thought Jesus was the ancient prophet Elijah. Still others thought that he was a prophet like the great prophets of the past. So when Herod heard about Jesus, he said, "John the man I beheaded has come back from the dead." You see, for Herod, he sent soldiers to arrest and imprison John as a favor to Herodias. She had been his brother Philip's wife, but Herod had married her. John kept telling Herod, "It is illegal for you to marry your brother's wife." Herodias was engaged and wanted John to be killed in revenge. But without Herod's approval, she was powerless. And Herod respected John, knowing that he was a good and holy man, so he kept him under his protection. Herod was disturbed whenever he talked with John, but even so, he liked to listen to him. Herodias' chance finally came, and it was Herod's birthday. And he gave a party for his palace aides, army officers, and all the leading citizens of the Galilee. Then his daughter, also named Herodias, came in and performed a dance that greatly pleased them all. "Ask me for anything you like," the king said to the girl, "and I will give it to you." Then he promised, "I will give you whatever you ask, up to one half of my kingdom." She went out and she asked her mother, "What should I ask for, Mom?" Her mother told her, "Ask for John the Baptist's head." So the girl hurried back to the king and told him, "I want the head of John the Baptist right now on a tray." Then the king was very sorry, but he was embarrassed to break his oath in front of his guests. So he sent an executioner to the prison to cut off John's head and brought it to him. The soldier beheaded John in prison, brought his head on a tray, and gave it to the girl, who took it to her mother. When John's disciples heard what had happened, they came for his body and buried it in a tomb. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. I think sometimes we need to watch out what we promise. I mean, I know as a father sometimes I got in trouble about that. I promised this and promised that, and then I fell short. But I want to share a story with you about watching your promises. In the scripture it said, "Whatever you ask me," the king said to the girl, "I will give you even half of my kingdom." I want to tell you a boyhood story about someone. And I want to tell you about this boy. He's just of a young age, maybe a teenager, you know, young adult maybe, that he was sorry that he made. There was once a boy who had a birthday party, and many of his friends came to the party. Now, the boy collected baseball cards, and I know I did when I was a young man. I wish I knew where they were as I grew up. I don't know what happened, but I had some pretty good baseball cards, and it seems to me I even remember having one of Babe Ruth, but that was many years ago. But anyhow, some of the gifts that he received at this birthday party was baseball cards. He happily added all of them to his collection, and soon it was time for the birthday cake to be cut and enjoyed. And just as the boy was ready to blow out the candles, he made a promise. He said his promise out loud. And here's what he promised. "I promise to let everyone here choose and keep one of my baseball cards." He should have never done that, because all his friends thought it was a great idea. And when all the pieces of the cake were eaten, the friends each wanted a baseball card. What was the boy to do? He was sort of like between a rock and a hard place, like King Herod. He made a promise that he was sorry that he made. And then he went and he showed his friends his entire collection. And every friend took a card. Now, most of the cards taken were very valuable, not only to the boy, but to the value of them. But the boy made a promise in front of his friends, and there was nothing that he could do except humble himself and follow through with his promise. Oh, he felt very foolish after the party was over and his friends were gone. But this is what I wanted us to think about. We be careful when we make promises. And I challenge all of us, including myself, don't make promises that you can't keep. Things may turn out like this boy at his birthday party, or it could turn out like the king in the Bible, you know, old King Herod. So when you promise, don't make promises you can't keep. When you make a promise, make it something that you can live with. Well, it's kind of a silly story in a way, but it's also a true story. You know, that was sort of like a parable. Parables, as I mentioned, it's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. But we need to understand and to be accountable to what we promise. Amen? And we learn sometimes that puzzling problems require conscientious decisions. Jesus said, "Test the spirit and make sure it's of me." So before, it goes back to the old adage, before you speak, think. Because promises made in haste can create a great waste. And these are the words that I think that Jesus was talking about when he told them about King Herod and the disciples shared with them. So as you go through life, just think about King Herod making those crazy promises that he couldn't keep. Amen. It's a joy to be able to come and talk to you today about things related to life and challenges. We sure miss you all. We're looking forward to someday soon. Tina too, Carol Morgan, and Travis is working on a time and a place how we can bring y'all back to church again, so we can not only have a time of fellowship, but learn about the things of God and how important it is to be truthful and honest And if we make an oath, we need to learn to live with it. Amen. Well, Jesus, we thank you for your love and your grace, and we thank you for all the things that you have taught us through your word. The Bible says in Romans that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Hope to see you in church soon. Amen.